Sorry to you people, another Ogbonge is done tanda for your remote, how it dey be. Starting is not the one when I carry come today. I won't make you know the people when suppose consider to take this cholesterol medicine whether they call statins or statins therapy. For the realm of cholesterol level management, statins don't come out as the cornerstone medication. In effectiveness to reduce the risk of cardiovascular events like heart attack and stroke, it don't make arm turn to a widely prescribed option. But to determine who stands to benefit the most from this therapy, it will require careful consideration of many factors. Make we enter into the criteria when healthcare professionals they use to take identify people when fit and benefit from statins. Well, before we enter down the specifics of statins therapy, it is important to understand the basis of cholesterol. Cholesterol are fatty substance when they the blood and when they essentials to build healthy cells. But high level of cholesterol, when they call bad cholesterol, if it increase the risk of heart disease and stroke. Who then supposed to consider for statins therapy? People with high cholesterol. Yes, the primary indication for statins therapy is elevated cholesterol level. Generally, if cholesterol level remain high, even after you don't modify your lifestyle, you don't start to the exercise, you don't the diet, they go recommend statins for you. People with history of cardiovascular disease, people who don't experience heart attack, stroke, or any other cardiovascular event, now then feel benefit well from this therapy. Statins, they help lower the risk of, say, the incident happen again and improve overall cardiovascular health. Patients with diabetes and another set of people when they consider for this therapy, because diabetes is a significant risk factor for cardiovascular disease. People with diabetes then get abnormal cholesterol level. This one will make them suitable candidates for this therapy, even if their cholesterol level not high. Then the fourth set of people, the last set of people when they consider for this therapy, now people with certain risk factor, because apart from cholesterol level and medical history, other risk factors they will like age, smoking, high blood pressure, and family history of premature health disease. All these ones they considered when they assess the need for statin therapy. Why statins they give significant benefits to reduce cardiovascular risk? Them not day without potential side effects. Muscle pain, liver abnormalities, and increased risk of diabetes, they are among the concerns when they associated with statin use. So therefore, healthcare providers must carefully weigh the potential benefits against the risks for every individual patient. The ultimate decision to initiate statins therapy supposed to be collective effort between patients and healthcare providers. Open communication about the risks, benefits, and individual preference they crucial to make informed decisions regarding statins therapy. Statins therapy they play a vital role to take manage cholesterol levels and to reduce the risks of cardiovascular events. But to determine who suppose they this cholesterol medicine, who suppose use this cholesterol medicine, it require comprehensive assessment of many factors, including the level of the cholesterol, medical history, and risk factors. If you work closely with healthcare providers and engage in shared decision making, people feel make informed choices regarding this therapy to improve their cardiovascular health. Don't forget say this one are just the summary. To go into the intro of this matter, visit our website www.cuticalhealth.com. My name is Emma, the only radio when I get back to you and Cuticle Health semi kites, and that is Ogbonge information for your dumb mouth. Follow us for social media platform at Cuticle Health, because for there you're gonna see Ogbonge health matter as it drop. Till I come your way next time, I still be your lawyer girl.